It's Monday night karaoke at the largest bar in Onalaska. About 40 people wander in and out. Fishermen sit drinking at the bar. Women get up to belt out karaoke songs, and others play foosball and pool. A typical night, except there's no smoke in the air. For the first time ever in Onalaska, people have to go outside of the bar to light up their cigarettes. Fisherman Nathan Reed stands with a group of his friends out back smoking.
Well, I have to come outside. It's not so bad right now, you know. Probably cold in the winter, but I don't really mind that much.
Others vehemently disagree. Carrie Arrington says she thinks the decision should not have been up to the city council.
If you're in the bar all night drinking, you're obviously not that much of a health nut that you're so worried about secondhand smoke. Honestly, I mean, you're drinking all night, you're trashing your liver, okay? So you get a little secondhand smoke, so what? I think it's just wrong for a governing body to tell private industry how to run it. That borders on socialism.
Jessica Culp agrees.
It's not a matter of if it's inconvenient for people to come out. When you've got five people that come to the bar twice a year on wine tasting night and fireman's ball, and they complain about people smoking, well, they have the choice. Now, I can understand banning it in restaurants and the airport where there are children, but anybody that comes into a bar is 21 or older, and they have the choice of whether they want to subject themselves to the smoke or not.
Back inside the bar, longtime fisherman Philip Stromset sits with his friends. A smashed cigarette lies at his feet, snuffed out as soon as it was lit.
I smoke, but you know what? If the people that don't want smoke in a bar, they can go to the liquor store and go get drunk at home.
Bar manager Randy Batten says, as a smoker, even he instinctively lit up inside.
I was the first one in the bar to light one up in the bar without thinking about the ban. My doorman had to throw me out first to go out and smoke outside. So I was the first one.
He says people are concerned about having to go outside and leave their drinks unattended. They worry that other people will take their drinks, do something to them, or they will be cleared away because the servers think they left the bar. He says patrons also worry about the winter.
During the wintertime, you know, people are going to have their trucks parked out front, even if they don't plan on driving them home at the end of the night. But people are saying when the snow's out and stuff, what if I jump in my truck to warm up, you know, and start my engine up to get my heater going and smoke a cigarette in my truck rather than outside? Am I going to get a DWI by the cops for jumping in my car and smoking a cigarette, even though I don't never had a plan to drive anywhere at the end of the night? I'm just trying to keep warm and not freeze to death outside in the smoking area.
The bar plans on building a deck out back and maybe an enclosed smoking shelter, but it wouldn't be completed until next summer. Batten says he thinks business at the bar will drop off some because people are fairly upset, but he's sure that it will bounce back.
You know, it just takes a little while to get used to the idea. You know, you still like to be around your friends. You still want to be around other people. You know, you can't drink at home forever.
The smoking ban was put before the city council by a group of residents last fall and was discussed in open public meetings over a six-month period. The council considered putting it on the ballot, but did not after listening to public comments on the issue. The ordinance passed 6-0. If a person is caught smoking inside a public building, they could be fined $100 for the first offense and more for subsequent offenses. In Onalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.